Beginning current daf misset the sanet daf yud ches. Begin on the base. Begin to his mouth. Begin with the words of the Gemara. Any yet misham the oilam. So that's it. The Kohen Gadol killed by mistake. There's no going out because it goes out when the Kohen Gadol died, but he's the one in Galus. Now it says to his parish. In other words, ukugoyin must be toma. For example, shleimina acher that no one else was appointed at shenigmar dina until his verdict was handed down. Because if someone else was, he would go out when that Kohen Gadol died. Moreover, ukugoyin must be toma to like a mashuach shava. There's no Mashiach Muhammad that had already passed his position on, or like a Mashiach Muhammad, and there was no Mashiach Muhammad at all. I mean, there's no Kohen Gadol that was previously, or Mashiach Muhammad, because the Mashiach Sha'avar, because even the previous Kohen Gadol, the Machzer Tzechel Dirakol, according to everyone, helps the mistaken murderer go out. And Mashiach Muhammad is a plug to the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanu, and Perek Bas Dehariyas, and Aviyot. So, therefore, it must be that all these others also were not there, and therefore he's the only one, and obviously, if he dies, then it's he's not going out. Anyways, he passed away. Can I test Master begins the Gemara Mayid? Really, that he testifies about Tanya, but in the rise of Islam, the Bechula, that it's beneath his dignity. So it says, "When you're going to say, wait a second, but look, my Be'edus HaChaydish. Why did you say to my testimony of like regarding the new moon? The Vadikon God the Mayid, for sure the Kohen God testifies because the Mamidi the Yisuch, when it comes to prohibitory law, not monetary law, the pasuk says in Chochma Bein Tfuno LeNegir Hashem." That there's no wisdom, there's no understanding in the face of what Hashem needs. Like we said, we're going to talk about from Parak Shuvos Ha'Eidos and Avlam Rebeis, and V'Hadam Mina and the Deichin Bishul Kavareis that overrides for dignity. Hanemila B'Mayin is only by monetary law. Amid Yisurah, but regarding prohibitory law, Lo'i. Then we don't say the Kedusha like we explained. So what's the Gemara's question? The Shabbatai says what you could say is the Meid Mashma. The word that he tests away sounds like L'Chol Davar for everything. Whether prohibitory or monetary law. Similar to the case of Melch, that Loi made that he doesn't testify, that must be Tumah B'Mayinim regarding monetary law, because if he's Sugah regarding prohibitory law, in Chachma B'Chula, of course, then the Melch would have to testify. So we're saying the Melch does not, and the King Kohen Gadol does, yeah, it must be regarding B'Mayinim, and therefore there's going to ask why, but B'Salamta is beneath his dignity. Next test, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, V'Ein Moshiv in Melch B'Sanhedrin. But you don't appoint the king to Sanhedrin. It's a wonder because why are you asking from a Braisa? Ask from our Mishnah, did not. The Mishnah said explicitly, Melech Leidon, the king does not judge. Boy, my Kamash Malan, what actually is the Braisa teaching? It's the Mishnah, Melech Leidon, that it doesn't judge. So why are you bringing a Braisa that Emesh even Melech Sanhedrin that it doesn't judge? Mishnah says what you could say is that the Hod ain't Melech Don, this that the king doesn't judge. You would have thought to say Hanamil Levade, that's only by himself. Shum de ain't done in Isaiah because you don't judge him. So the Lakerin base Kaishu, but Kaishu, so you can't have that he should judge because to judge you have to be able to be judged. Al Machairim Shaper Matsidam, but with others, then from our Mishnah we would say that he could judge, because the ain't din nigmar al piplavad, because it's not being the verdict is not handed down just from him. So therefore that's the Chiddush of the Braisa that was saying that even with the Sanhedrin he cannot judge with others. Kafnir Lamaran. Now and if you're going to say that Mikamokam, still, Herdon is Benoy. How is he judging the son of the king, the Mistamba Bememelch Kori, Shmua Achshav? Because it would presumably continuation of what the Gemara previously said, that it's regarding the son of the king that we're talking about. So, based on that, how's he sitting with them, the king, in judgment of his son? The Shemot says we can say the other day is sharp enough. The Gemara most definitely knew the lidoin loyba, that he's not coming to judge, and even when he's with them, he's just sitting to Sanhedrin to receive the testimony. So therefore, that like we said, that's not a beneath the dignity of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara is just asking. The fellow that even to sit and be quiet, namiloi, that even that the king should not do, even if he's not judging with them, because it's not for his dignity that he should just sit there and be quiet. Now it makes sense why the Gemara did not ask when the Mishnah did not, when the Mishnah militantly done that he doesn't judge, because not too much judging, but too much even just sitting with them, he doesn't do when they're judging. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara. What's not? I will in the Mishnah Melech Leidon Leidon. They say that he doesn't judge and he's not judged. But Tosef Ba'ali says, "When Tosef is going to say it, Tosef asks us to take a second look. He says, wait, but look at my Snitin. Why can't you explain that Mishnah, the Tani that teaches Melech Leidon and Leidon Noisai? Yeah, you know when that is. Malchi Yisrael, that's by regular non-Davidic dynasty kings. But the Braisa that teaches Meid LeMelech, that you could testify, the Mashma, the Donan Noisai, that sounds like you could judge him, is B'malchi Beis David, that's by Davidic dynasty. The Gemara says on the next Dav, the Don B'Don Noisai, that you do that he does judge and he is judged. But the presumption is that our whole Mishnah is talking about by Malchi Yisrael because it's don't be the Melech. So just like that, it's talking about Malchi Yisrael because it's saying that he doesn't judge and he's not judged. So then the same halacha regarding Me'idin LaMelech would also be going on Malchi Yisrael, and therefore we couldn't answer that it's specifically by Malchi based David. Next test on Master begins the Gemara Mishum Tzina. So Pesach Kondrash explains, Meshum Shekhan Galu Toin Tefillah, since he has to Tevil and it's going to be cold if they make it Ibayar, so therefore he can't be there by the Ibayar Ma'abim Rashana. So Tetu Balein here, that doesn't seem to be correct. The Mashma Yumet sounds like in Yumet Devlam and Alva Mevesh, Mecham Lekumkum Shalcham and Be'im Kippurim, they actually warmed up hot water and poured into the mikvah, and therefore it wasn't cold. So Lechein Yer Lefarash rather says, Tetu appears to explain Meshum Kiriris HaRitzvah, because the coldness of the floor, Shakala Yem HaYom and Yachav, all day Yem Kippurim, he was doing the void of barefoot, and it was that coldness of the floor that he would be concerned for. Next test master begins with Zigmar Shotta Basayarcha Azla. The year goes after the months. Pirish according to Rashi explains, Kari Bachem Shoshana, the hot and cold of the year goes Achar Achadashim, goes after the months. Im Loi Haysa Hashano Mubeges, if the year would not be extended. Bekarsha Yero Lasa is Bemacheshvin, and the cold that was fit to be in Cheshvin. Im Loi Haysa Hashano Mubeges, if it wasn't going to be a leap year, now that they're extending it, Yasta B'Tishrei, it's going to be in Tishrei, and it's going to be cold. Some Gisors have the words B'Kosh over here. Now, the Ibasa Chachei Chama Azla, now, it's difficult to say this. If we're going after the months of the sun, so Ma'al L'Koyinim Abahashana, so what's the difference in the word B'Kosh? It belonged earlier. What's the difference if we extend the year? But like Kamashon Ma'abrin, what do you mean? The whole reason why we extend the year is because we want to even them out the solar months with the lunar months. But last is Macheshman Tishrei. We want to make, you know, what was supposed to be Cheshman Tishrei, because they should tibavit Kuvas Tishrei. That should fall out in the right season of Tishrei. Tei Mikta Sachag but Kuvat Chadasha. And we said this on Daf Yud Gimel, that we want to have some of the Yom Tov Sukkos at least fall out on the new season. Now, so most years, K'moy Kein He Nefelis Kufas Tishrei B'Tishrei Shalavon. That's what it is. It falls out at that right time, and that's the whole point of the Ibayar. So why would he be concerned that it would be colder if that's actually the point? So Pesach B'Tani says, Tesh explains the Ma'ir B'Shmaitza that actually Asug is talking about that. Some have the word Kishma Abrin. When they're extending, is actually b'shem aviv, because of the grain in Pesach time, a peris ilan, and the fruits by Shavuos time, but not because of tekufa. Does mishtana kar shal tishrei zeh? So then, yeah, the cold of this tishrei is going to be different makar shal tishrei shal shar shanim, because least by tzin is actually going to be cold katzin shal macheshvan, like the cold of cheshvan. Lahachi barach shaper. That's why the Gemara asked very well mishleisha raya bakar from these three herdsmen. The mashma, because it sounds like shaperes vatzina shavim, that the fruits and the cold were equal. Shari siman heroim, because what was the signs of these shepherds? Echad hoya noisin laperes, about giving fruits. Echad latzina zeruach, and one was about the cold of the wind. So it sounds like that they would depend one on the other, and we're talking about a place where the ripening of the fruit was being held back. In other words, that it's also where the season of the cold is being extended, and therefore also the season of the hot is being held back. So it comes out by being Ma'abed Hashana. So it's gonna be not like the way Rapapa had said. In other words, to say it's actually going to be the same as it is, and not like he was saying that we're concerned that it's going to be colder than it normally is.